Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. In case you haven't noticed, we'd better point out that Maryland sweet corn is in the market in a very big way. Keeping in mind that whatever kind of weather we get during the summer, it's always going to be good for at least some kind of crop, and this has been a great year for corn, if maybe not for other things.
Oh, yeah.
And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, it doesn't get any better than this for corn lovers.
No, and, you know, it's one of these things where I think eating seasonally excited because you don't eat corn all year, and then when it comes out, all of a sudden, oh my God, you realize how much you love it and how great it is.
It's the epitome of the seasonal food.
Without a doubt. And you know, it's been around since prehistoric times. Mm-hmm. It's by far the most widely grown grain crop in the world. I mean, in this country alone, we make 350 million metric tons of corn annually. I mean, it's a lot of corn.
That's a lot.
35% of it goes to making ethanol. I mean,
that
40%
much
of it goes to feeding livestock. Mm-hmm. We actually only physically consume under 3% of the corn grown.
That's
as
amazing.
Corn.
As
about
corn.
10% of it goes into like corn starch or corn oils or sweeteners.
Right.
And of that 3% we consume, believe it or not, some of that is actually made into one of my favorite distilled beverages, i.e. bourbon.
I guess so, that's consumption.
It is consumption. But what a great thing. I mean, I love corn on the cob and bourbon. So they
right.
both come from the same place.
Here in Maryland, generally speaking, on the western shore is the yellow corn that's intended for livestock.
Right.
And most of the edible corn that we have for humans is grown on the eastern shore.
Right.
And it tends to be white.
Yes. And again, but there is no distinction. The varieties are endless. Over 200 varieties grown in the country. Some as called super sweet, which are some of these varieties that are like very intensely sugared.
Right.
And those more genetically sort of sweet versions of corn actually do have an interesting shelf life. Corn typically, the straight up corn, would start losing its sugar from the minute you harvest it.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say, try to eat the corn as sweet as you can and as fresh as you can. I remember a friend of mine's father had a cornfield, and we used to eat the corn right out of the, you know, right off the stalk.
No kidding.
So it was like candy raw.
Yeah.
But some of these higher corn varieties that have this genetic ability to produce lots of sugars actually remain pretty sweet for weeks at a time. So it's cool.
Do you have any problem as a chef working with corn kernels cut right off the cob?
No, I mean, there's that milk that you may lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything I do like that, I like to cut right into the bowl. So whatever's coming off the cob,
right.
like I can save. But it's easy to cook with it, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, but I think to me, in the summer, grilling corn is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then the big question is husk or no husk, right?
Yep.
I mean, grilling with the husk on, you get the moisture from the husk kind of steaming the kernels.
That's right.
And pulling it off, you get that lovely sort of caramelized outside of the crunchiness of the corn that kind of, and I honestly don't have an opinion. I like to go either way sometimes.
I like to wrap it in tin foil with the butter and all the seasonings. And I can get a little bit eccentric with my seasonings.
Oh, why not?
The summer.
I mean, I found a recipe for what's called barbecue butter.
No
which
kidding.
Which is all the ingredients
wow.
in barbecue sauce that aren't liquid just mixed into butter.
Can we put that on the website?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Chili lime butter, always a great one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
my favorite is just great olive oil and Parmesan cheese.
I haven't tried that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just love to do that. And if you do it in the husk, you can slide the stuff under the husk and it becomes part of the corn.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Go out there and pick some corn,
right.
folks. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.